Well, good morning, everyone. Well, this is Ed D. Ritter calling in this morning from Manhattan Beach, California. Friday morning of the General's Calls, and as you probably know, but for perhaps new people, General's Calls are every Monday through Friday at this time, same number that you dial into today. And they give different tips and information and structure to the One Team Global System 7. And on Fridays, twice a month, we have a product focus. And I want to quickly get this morning to our speaker and topic because very unique, very timely, and some great, great information related to TR90. And so I want to welcome Jason Bell, who, by the way, first of all, is titled Senior Regional Marketing Manager of the Americas. He has been our liaison all along between the field, these calls, and corporate in developing product items and issues, and gets the scientists and the marketing people on two Fridays of the month. And this morning, Jason has a very unique topic, changes that are being made with the TR90 program guide. So first of all, welcome, Jason. It's great to have you this morning.
Hey, good morning, Ed. How are you? And good morning to everyone.
Yes, indeed. Very excited, and I'm going to quickly get to let you get going because you've got a long list of information you want to get through. But let's start out with, as everybody knows, April 23rd is the next release, the next LTO of the TR90 product. But an important component in there is the TR90 program guide. And you're going to talk about some revisions today, very important revisions. Let's start out with why was it revised, if I may?
Definitely. As we're getting into the TR90 program, you know, we did a lot of before kind of work on it. But when you get into any type of program with this, you know, making a lot of changes to people's lives, and you obviously get a lot of feedback, and you get a lot of great information from people on, and in this case, the program guide on what works and what doesn't, what clarifications do we need to make, how can we help people just understand what they need to do and what changes they need to make in their life, and how can we simplify things in some areas but and clarify in others. And so that's what we've done. We've taken the opportunity with the next April LTO coming up, and we've made some revisions to help clarify and you know, in some case, simplify the program so that people have a better understanding of it. We looked at different areas. Definitely the eating plan was an area that we needed to make some clarifications. We needed to maybe add some additional information on the exercise area, so we did that as well. And again, just a great opportunity to do that. Now I think people, when we go through the changes, they hopefully will see that this is some clarification. Now, is it going to answer every question for everyone? You know, probably not, but I think it does add some better information, clearer information, I guess you could say also, so that when someone is brand new on the program, they can quickly understand what they need to do and get going right away for day one clear through day 90.
Absolutely. And, of course, you sent me the material last night, so I've had a chance to at least look it over, and I think there's some just excellent changes that are made. There's no question the product works, and there are people who embraced it and sort of intuitively knew how to do things, but we're always hoping for better results, and I think this is a great big part of it. So why don't you explain to folks how they will be able to see in advance the program guide, and we'll start going through the changes that were made.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I was working to get the guide up for everyone, and it was working yesterday. I just took a look again, and it's unfortunately pulling up, for me at least, the old version. But I will have it fixed and ready to go later today. But if you go to the TR90 landing page, so if you go to New Skin USA and you click under Product TR90, that's where we house all the information that we put out for TR90. So if you haven't been there, please do. That's where we put all our success stories, before and after pictures, marketing information. I mean, we have a lot of great information to help people understand about the product and also see great successes of people. But under there, there's an area called marketing material. And the first item says TR90 Program Guide America's Revised. Now, again, for me, it was unfortunately pulling up the last version, and so I'm going to just double check this morning, see if we can obviously get that fixed. But that's where it's going to be at, and so you can pull it up now. Have the PDF of the program guide that will go in the kits for April. Excuse me, and yeah, so we'll work to get that. So as I go through it, I may mention some page numbers, and so you can jot those down just to, when you have that, you can reference it. If you're familiar with the guide, most of the general flow of the guide is still the same. We've just gone into areas, certain areas, and just made some adjustments, and I'll go through those.
Terrific. So, again, I would encourage everybody for this morning, at least as Jason goes through this, write down the page number and the changes that are made so that when you get the new revised guide, which will be online presumably later today, certainly very soon, then you'll be able to look, compare, and make the notations and know that in the kit in April on the 23rd will be this new revised guide. But it's also things that we can start talking about immediately with our clients, customers, and so on.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, and that's why we want to do it now. We want to talk about it now, so if you're on the program now, if there is some misunderstandings, you can take a look at the guide and see it. If you're obviously preparing to purchase in April and going to start people on the program, we want to get this out to everyone now and so that they can see the information. If they do have any questions, we can work with people on that as well.
Great. Well, let's go right ahead then, Jason.
Yeah. Okay, so Just to kind of a quick understanding on page, and again, I'm probably maybe mentioning pages, so I apologize if you don't have it, but page four is where we really get started, and this is where we talk about eight steps to getting started, and we wanted to help people to understand what they need to do to, right from day one, get prepared and ready to go, and we still stay with eight steps. The one area that we did, we wanted to simplify a little bit more and clarify is in step two is understanding your what and your why and also transformation number. And we getting the feedback from a lot of people, that's obviously a very important part of the program. Understanding your what and your why. We feel that the transformation number is a key part of that. You know, a lot of people who get into different programs, They obviously have it for different reasons. Well, we wanted to make it a little bit more unique and have it be a number that, you know, may be weight loss. It may be inches, which is perfectly fine, but it might be more than that. It might be, you know, spending time with children, days that they want to exercise. Maybe it's a 10K or a 5K they want to run, or they want to do a bicycle race, something like that. Find something that's meaningful to you. And so we did some additional clarification, some to help people understand what that is and the importance of it. So that's one of the, I guess you could say, kind of basic areas that we wanted to make some changes to. But for the most part, we have heard some good feedback about the steps 1 through 8, and it does help people get ready to go. And I do recommend, if you haven't been on the program, to really take a look at those steps and really follow those. They're designed to help you or whomever's getting onto the program, again, understand what is this program and what do I need to do to get ready. So that's one of the first things we did is to make some clarifications there. Now, to move on, we wanted to then start out and help people understand that the program has three components. And again, that's some of the feedback we've received is some people, you know, obviously have the product. The products are great products, and we stand by those products. They help people stay on the program. but it's not just the products. With this program, it's the products, it's eating plan, and it's exercise. And the science shows that when you put those three together, that's where people are seeing transformation. That's where they're seeing results. And so page 17, we kind of highlighted that a little bit more to really help people understand that there are three components to this program, and they need to use all three. Those who have success, again, they have really incorporated all three, have made changes in their lives with all three, and that's what we want to really emphasize, is it does take all three to be successful.
Hey, just the idea of the three interlocking rings, those three concepts, products and eating and exercise, is what emphasize it's all together.
Yep. And again, you know, when we, you know, with the ageLOC science, the scientists have, you know, really shown that it is when all three work together, that's where we see the gene expression changes in people's bodies. That's where, again, the products are able to really help people be successful, because they're incorporating those eating changes, when they're incorporating the exercise, all of those together, is when we're able to really maximize everything. And they are, you're right, they're interlocking. They work together. Now, if we then go to page 20, we get into product. Now, what we found, and a lot of the feedback we received, is people were, in for the most part, understanding the, you know, how they needed to use the product. You know, Jumpstart is still the first 15 days, really help get you going in the program. We still have Fit, Control, and I think most people obviously understand, you know, you need to take those throughout the day to really get the benefit. And so we have the same chart that we have in the current program guide to help people understand when they need to take those products. And as with anything, you know, the better compliance you have with product, the better results you're going to get. And so, again, I think there's clarity there. But the one thing that we did make a change, and we announced, I think it's probably a week ago, we are adding an additional product to the TR90 line, and that is Protein Boost. Protein Boost has been in our My Victory line, which is our previous weight management system. We love Protein Boost. I know a lot of people love that product. And we're going to keep it, and we're actually going to be rebranding that product to the TR90 line. And we will be adding additional Protein Boost to the kits in April with the intent to give more protein to the product kit, so that we're working to help those on the program have the optimal amount of protein they need. And so we've integrated Protein Boost all throughout the program guide, so that you can see and understand that you need to get the optimal amount of protein. Protein Boost is there to help you get that. And so on again on page 20, we've integrated that into what we recommend as far as, you know, working with the either the trim shake, the chocolate or vanilla, or the green shake. You add Protein Boost with those to help get the right amount of protein you need with your shake. And then from there, we've also listed Protein Boost is in the program guide explaining what it is on pages 22 and 23 to show how that great product fits in with the whole product system with the kit. So I think it's a great addition. You know, like I said, protein. I know a lot of people really enjoy that product, and I think it's really going to help people get the optimal protein they need in their shakes each day. So
yeah, that, Jason, I don't want to keep interrupting, but I just
think please do. Yeah,
this is such a great point here that if there was any confusion, it was the fact that we needed to take the 30 grams minimum. And more perhaps, again, based on what our goal weight was, you know, following that formula. And so we were trying to initially, many of us, balance the amount of protein there was in the TR90 shake, basically 15 grams per scoop. And then you were saying, well, oh, I'll add a piece of chicken, or I'll add a piece of lean meat or something like that. And we were trying to balance that to get to the 30 or more, whatever the number was. but you were also then adding, in a sense, perhaps unnecessary calories or high-fat calories, trying to get the protein right. And this really goes a long way to simplify that. So why don't you just comment that, and you may be doing that later anyway, but that is, I think, a major change in the ease of getting the right amounts of protein.
You're right, absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's obviously much more simpler just to do two scoops of good quality protein to get what you need. And we realized that as well, that we needed to make it simpler, make it easier so that those that are working to get that optimal protein can get it. Now, obviously, if you're wanting to get more, then I would, you know, we'll talk about how you can get some good quality protein with other things such as, you know, still Greek yogurt or other things you could add to your shake. But just to get to that minimal amount that you need, that anyone needs, that 30 grams in a shake, yeah, it's obviously easier. The compliance is going to be better if we just say, you know what, just put two scoops, you know, scoop a trim shake, scoop a protein boost, and you have a great start, you know, for your shake. Again, we'll talk about some other things that you can add to your shake to keep it healthy, keep it in balance with calories. But, yeah, it's a great change to the program.
Terrific.
Okay, now from there, those are the main things we changed on the product section. We again felt that most people were understanding what they needed to do. Obviously, we needed to help get more protein, the right kinds of protein to people. So that's the changes we made in the product section. Now we get into eating plan, and that's where here we've made some more significant changes. Now, what we had before in the current program guide, we talked about 3-2-1, whereas 3 lean proteins, 2 snacks, 1 healthy meal. What we found is we needed to do a little bit more education on some key points, and so we kind of spent some little bit more time up front talking about that. And the first one we talk about is protein intake. As those who are on the program who've really learned about the program and are following the program know, protein is a key finding that we have from our scientists about the importance of protein, but not just the importance of it, the timing of the protein. And we wanted to, you know, maybe do a little bit more, help people understand and clarify what we mean by that. And many of you, if you have been, again, on the program or have you seen the guide, there's a chart that kind of helps, you know, explain how do we optimize protein intake throughout the day. What we did is we took that chart, which had a lot of information, we kind of broke it up into pieces. And we kind of helped to explain, first off, that people do eat their protein often one time in the day. For a lot of people, it might be a dinner. And that's how the charts kind of indicated, but it's not always that way, but often it's a dinner. They'll have, you know, maybe chicken, steak, something. They'll get the bulk of their protein at one time. Now, what happens in doing that is that protein helps when you get the optimal amount of protein, your body gets into what we call the burning zone. And many of you know, have heard of that and seen the information about that. When we do that, if we only do it at one time of the day, we're getting into the burning zone only in that time of the day. So maybe we're only in 3 hours of the day. What we're wanting to teach people again, and the chart then breaks it down, goes and says, okay, instead of one time of the day, let's break it up into 3 times of the day, and we're able to then get up to, you know, possibly 9 hours of the day, three hours in the morning, 3 hours at lunchtime, 3 hours at dinner. If we break up and spread out our protein the right amount at the right time, we can get into the burning zone even more. And so, again, the chart is broken up to help explain that and to show that doing that really helps maximize our potential of fat burning using protein. Now, the next chart from there then says, okay, if we're doing that, if we then add in snacks in between having that protein, we can then keep our bodies in that protein burning zone for not just 9, but potentially 15 hours. And again, those snacks just keep the metabolism going, and until, and it helps bridge the timing between when we had one meal with again, the optimal amount of protein to the next one. And so again, what we did is before we had a chart, just had a lot of information all in one place. We broke it up to help people clearly see what we're trying to get across. This is a key point in the program, and something that, especially if someone's new coming in, we want them to understand that. So we help to, I think, make it more simpler and clearer to people to understand this is what you're doing before, and this is the change that you need to be doing. And so I really like this change. It's for some it's probably they've seen it before, but again, we're really looking at the new people coming into the program and helping them understand what they need to do as far as protein intake goes.
Sure. For people taking notes, that's pages 26, 27, and 28 describe exactly what Jason was talking about.
Right. Now, from there, one of the feedback we were receiving is having the calculation of understanding the protein amounts was for some difficult and confusing and frustrating. And so, what we've done is we've simplified it. And instead of listing out a long calculation where they're having to figure things out, what we've done is we've simplified it to say, we want people to work to get 30 grams of protein 3 times a day, or 30, 30, 30. Now, for some, they may say, well, is that really the right amount? And for me, and I would say that the science shows that is the minimal amount. That is what you need to, minimal amount is at least 30 grams of protein 3 times a day. That is the protein that we're offering in the system, and that's what we're focused on throughout the rest of the program guide. For those that, still say, well, is that really the right amount for me? You know, what I'm going to be doing is instead of going into a long calculation in the program guide and maybe confusing a new person, on the website, I will be redoing that calculation and listing it on the website under marketing materials. And so, for the new person coming in, we just want to help them make it simple. We just want to say 30, 30, 30, 30 grams of protein 3 times a day. Helps get them started, get them going. From there, we'll have the calculation that someone could go in and maybe look to make it a little bit more specific to them. You know, maybe they're a bigger person, and if they were to do the calculation, they optimally would probably need to have a little bit more protein. But we again felt to simplify the program just to get people started, that 30, 30, 30 was a great way to get started. So that's one of the changes we've made, and that's on page 28 is what we list out is that 30, 30, 30.
Great.
The next thing that we go to that we teach then is calorie awareness. And what we mean by that is in any type of transformation, you do need to be aware of calories. Now, we talked quite a bit about do we go in and start tell people, you know, if you're at a certain weight or certain something, you know, this is the amount of calories that you should be looking at taking throughout the day. And we felt that was not quite the direction we wanted to go, but we wanted to make people aware that you do need to adjust your calorie intake. If you're going to make a transformation and you're looking to become healthier, you need to be aware of the calories you're taking in. So what we are wanting people to do is to not to reduce all of the what we call macronutrients, the proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Typically on any kind of diet, what people do is they just reduce everything down, including the protein. Now, obviously, we just talked about protein is a key part of the program, so we want people to understand you need to optimize the protein, the 30-30-30, but you need to look for ways to decrease simple carbohydrates and unhealthy fats to help work down and reduce down the overall calorie intake that you're taking into your body, but in the right way, in the right areas that that you need to reduce. And so we do talk about you need to be aware of calories. Part of this comes from we got a lot of feedback from people who said, you know what, I love this program. I up my calorie or I up my protein intake to get into the burning zone, and I could eat everything else that I want. And we wanted to help people understand that that's not the case. You still need to be aware of the calories you're taking in. You need to look to minimize those simple carbohydrates, again, those unhealthy fats. You need to make better choices. And so we wanted to add that in to say, yes, there is great benefits from taking the protein, getting you into that burning zone, but you need to work and be very cautious about the types of foods and the type of calories you're bringing into your body. And that takes us to the next section, which talks about making the best choices. And this is something I learned from Renee Cole, who was just on the phone just previously. She's been a great help to us in making some changes and helping us understand how to clarify the program. But one of the things that we're teaching and helping people understand is to pick the right foods. There's some foods you want to minimize or possibly even avoid, and there's some things that you want to focus on. And we have an example, and this is on page 31, where we talk about different foods that you can pick and eat. And even though you might have, you know, in the example I listed here is, you know, to get 30 grams of protein, you could get that from maybe steak, from chicken or fish. But if you look at the calorie content of those different items, to get that 30 grams of protein, you're going to have different calorie amounts. For instance, steak, 4 ounces, 30 grams of protein, 229 calories. Whereas chicken, to get 30 grams, is 4.5 ounces, 165 calories. And fish, 3.5 ounces, and this is like a white fish, 30 grams of protein, 141 calories. So just looking at the choices we can make can really help determine some better ways of getting the good nutrition we need, but being cautious of the calories that are in there. We list out some things, other things to avoid, to minimize or avoid. You know, white rice. I know I like white rice, but it's really not the best choice. Instead, we would want brown rice or quinoa instead. So it's just to help people understand that there are better choices. You know, be aware of what you're eating and pick the best choices. Now, in the appendix of the program guide, we have a chart that talks about some foods to avoid, some good foods, some best foods. Is that all inclusive of everything? Not necessarily, no. If you want to follow those specific guidelines, you can. But those are just to help people to understand what they should do, you know, how they should make some changes in their lives, that some things are better than others in getting the quality nutrition you need, the quality protein and or other nutrition. There's some choices that are better than others. And I know we're running out of time, so I'm going to quickly keep moving through, if that's okay, Ed.
Jason, I was going to say, this is being recorded and will be replayed over and over, so let's get the information in and not worry about the clock as much.
Okay, perfect. Now, we have some key things that we just talked about: protein intake, calorie awareness, picking the best choices for foods. So those are some of the kind of informational, basic information of nutrition that we wanted to get across and help people understand, again, for clarity and understanding. We then kind of put things together. We kind of, you know, how do we put all this together, and how can I eat in a way that helps me follow those guidelines? And so what we did is we took the 3-2-1 eating plan and we adjusted it up in a significant way. For those who have been on maybe on the R90 program, we had a 1-2-3 program. This is in essence the same thing. We go from 1-2-3 to 3-2-1. We went to 3-2-1, and basically are teaching that if you do 3 snacks a day, 2 shakes, 1 healthy meal, that's going to help you have the basics of a good healthy day of eating. And so we did it first. So we look on page 34. We talk about 3 snacks a day, And we have listed out many, many different options to have for that snack. Now, the snack does not necessarily have to be protein. You know, we are looking at, again, optimizing protein, that 30-30-30. The snack, again, working with our scientists, they're saying that it doesn't have to be protein. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. So we have many different options. It is, and we list out different fruits and vegetables, nuts, dairy, poultry, some quick snack ideas. And what we did is we listed out to get 100 calories, and that's what we want to target in our snack, 100, maybe 150 if you're maybe a little bigger person. But we list out what it is and how much to get 100 calories. And to me, that was really eye-opening to see, you know, what it takes to get to that simple 100 calories. One of the options I always like, you know, almonds. Almonds are, you know, we talk about how healthy it is. And again, it's a great option to have for a snack. But oftentimes what we do is we say, oh, if it's healthy, I can eat a lot of it. What we did is we listed out that it's 14 almonds is 100 calories. It's not that little tin that you get that you could just eat the whole thing. We want people to count out 14 almonds to get 100 calories. And again, just that information helps people realize what they need to do. And so we list out a lot of different options. For those who want to just follow those and pick something from that list, go, you know, do it, absolutely. If they want to find something else, maybe they have something they're interested in, look at the labels then and be aware, again, calorie awareness that we just taught, be aware of what you're eating and be cautious and careful of how much you're eating. Pick the best choices. Again, what we just learned, pick the best choices, be aware of the calories, and choose and have a snack that's going to be healthy and fit into that 100 calories. And so that we wanted to list out a lot of options and help people be aware how much they need to be taking in on that snack. And I think that's a great addition to the program guide to help just give more clarity to what we mean by a snack. Now the second part we have the three. Now the two is the two shakes. Now as we talked about, we are adding protein boost into this into the program to help people get to that 30 grams of protein that is key in optimizing the protein intake. And so we talk about two shakes a day. I highly recommend that everyone start out the day with a shake to get that quality protein. Get yourself in that burning zone right away. I highly recommend that. Now, it doesn't have to be. I mean, you could do maybe a meal, your healthy meal for breakfast, and then have a shake and a shake. You could switch your, you know, you have some options. We're not saying exactly what you have to do there, but I would highly recommend it. Those who are successful, for the most part, do that. They start out their day with a great shake, and so that's what we recommend for that. So, again, two scoops now. You put a scoop of maybe Trim Shake or Green Shake, a scoop of Protein Boost. Get that quality protein that you need in there. Now, what we did is here we talk about how to build a shake. We go from very simple where you could add just water, but then we go into some other options that you could add. You could add milk in, get a little bit some flavor, some additional nutrition. You could add in other ingredients, strawberries, Greek yogurt. You know, maybe you want to, you have different preferences. And so we talk about there's different options in doing that. But you do need to be, again, you look at the guiding principles. You need to be aware of your calories. You need to pick the best options to build your shake correctly. We still have our recipes in the program guide. And I'll talk about that a little bit more. Those recipes, if you want to just pick from those recipes and have those, great. That's a way to do it. You can also use those as guidelines of things that you should be, you know, you could put in to change up the flavor. I know people might have some flavor fatigue is how we call it. So we want people to understand there are options out there. Again, just be aware of what you're putting in there. We highly discourage adding, you know, maybe peanut butter, or you have to be very careful with peanut butter. It's very high calorie. Tastes great, but it does have a lot of calories in it. Bananas also something that tastes great, but you have to be careful because they do have a high calorie content. And so, again, have a shake. You know, again, first thing in the morning, you know, maybe at lunch, have another shake, and then have a great healthy meal to end the day. But there is a little flexibility. But again, two shakes a day, three snacks again, two shakes, and that's how we work to build it. Then we have the one is the healthy meal, and again, we want people to work to build a healthy meal. They have that a key component is that protein, 30 grams of protein. And so we want them to have that. A grain or some type of complex carbohydrate, picking the best choice out there in the right amount, you know, that's a part of it. Vegetables, key part of a healthy meal. In fact, that's a key component, getting that great nutrition, good sources of carbohydrates to have energy. And often, if you pick the right choices, you can get some good density of nutrition, good carbohydrates that are healthy for you, and so that's a key part. Now, to help build a meal, we do use the hand portions. We still have that in there. One of the clarifications we have, though, and I know some people have some confusion, is we talked about grams of protein, but then we have these hand-sized portions. So what we did is, to clarify that, we say still work on that 30, 30, 30. So when you get to your healthy meal and you need your 30 grams, if you look at the label, if you know what you're consuming and you're getting that 30 grams, then great. Then just use that as in building your meal. But oftentimes we're at maybe a restaurant, we're visiting someone, you know, having dinner with them, and we don't know for sure how much is the right amount. We still have the hand portion size, and it's about your palm of your hand is generally how you can gauge if you're having, you know, maybe some fish, chicken, something like that. That's just a quick gauge to say, am I getting the right amount, but not too much. Again, we want to get the right amounts of things, not too much, not too little, but the right amount. If you are, again, grains, we want the cup of the hand. You just need, you know, and it's the cup of your hand. So if you're a bigger person, the cup of the hand is going to be a little bit bigger. If you're smaller, obviously smaller. And so you want to look at the cup of the hand for that. For vegetables, we want a big hand, the full hand. We want people to eat their vegetables. You know, follow what mom said. Eat your vegetables. We want people to do that. So the large hand size is what we want to focus on there, whether it's salads, steamed vegetables, you know, make it healthy and make it the best choice. And so we do have the hand sizes to help portion out in building a healthy meal. So again, that's that 3-2-1, and I think that's going to help people kind of understand how they can follow those again principles of protein intake, calorie awareness, picking the best choices, and eating throughout the day. And then on page 40, we then list out some different examples of what that looks like with that shake, snack, meal, snack, you know, just list it out and getting that 3-2-1. Now, does that mean this is exactly these examples, this is exactly what you need to do, these types of foods? No. We just wanted to visually show there is variety of what you can eat, but it is in a specific setup. There is three snacks, two shakes, and a meal. And we wanted to visually help people to see that, to understand what that looks like in a day. And so it's not all inclusive. This is, you know, we have a lot of different recipes in the book. We have different shake recipes. If there's things that you like and enjoy, just follow the guiding principles so that you're eating healthy throughout the day.
And Jason, just let me say, because I had the benefit of what you sent me last night, the visuals that you've been describing are really, really well done, simplified, and are going to make it much higher compliance and understanding.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, that feedback we received, we just needed to visually see people, getting on. It's one thing to kind of hear it, but to visually see, oh, this is how I eat throughout the day. I think it's going to help people understand better what we mean by 3-2-1. I believe that the changes to 3-2-1 will be great. Again, we saw some great results with people on the R90 program, and we're incorporating those into TR90 for some simplification, clarification, and, as you said, better compliance with the program and better results. Ultimately, that's what people want to see, is better results. Now, to move on from there, so we have product, we have eating, now we have exercise. And again, we wanted to make some adjustments there. How can we simplify it yet give the right information there? And so one of the changes actually we made is we talked initially in the guide, you'll see it's called lifestyle. We wanted to make it very clear. What we mean by lifestyle is exercise. We need people to get up and get moving. We need people to understand that that is a key component of the program to really make changes. To help your body get healthier, you need to exercise. You need to get moving. And one of the things that we did, if you go to page 44, one of the things that we indicate and really are emphasizing is, I think it's the second paragraph, is emphasizing weight-bearing or resistance exercising. You need to incorporate that into what you're doing with your exercise. Now, we still, obviously, we want people to get moving, and if they enjoy a certain thing, if they enjoy walking, running, cycling, that more of that cardio, absolutely, we want people to get moving, and if that's something that they enjoy, we want them to do that. But we also are seeing the great benefits of incorporating, if not making that an emphasis of the of a person's exercise program, in resistance training or weight-bearing exercising. That's going to help maintain that muscle. That's one of the key things that this program focuses on, is maintaining lean muscle, building your engine, keeping your engine going. And so with this, we wanted to emphasize that and to show or describe that is a key part of it. You need to integrate that into your program. Those who are often successful, I can't say everyone, those who are doing cardio, primarily cardio, may often have success, but we do see some great results with resistance training, weight-bearing exercises. So we want to emphasize that there. The other thing, to simplify, we simplified a little bit as well, but we wanted to keep in the concept of intensity, low, medium, high intensity. And we want people to understand, if they're just getting going, then just focus on low intensity. We want people just to get moving, just to get going. But as a person progresses and does more and more, we want them to increase in their intensity of their exercise. Move from low intensity to medium or high intensity through time. We want that obviously to be a safe and healthy way of doing it, but we want people to do that. We want them to push themselves. Our bodies are great at adapting to what we've been doing, and at some point you start losing the results. You don't get as quick a results if you just keep doing the same thing, because our bodies do adapt. You do get stronger, so you got to push yourself even more. And so we talk about intensity here, what it means at low intensity. Your heart rate, your breathing, but from a low intensity, and then how do I get to medium intensity or high intensity? So that's one of the key things. We want people to keep progressing and working their body so that they get results. Now, one of the things we then did is we added an exercise program in the guide, so that those who are just starting, if they have gym memberships, they have things that they already like to do, then great. But those who want something right away just to get started, we have incorporated an exercise program that was designed by a fitness expert, Maureen Hagen, Mo Hagen. She put it together, a program for R90. We heard great feedback from that program. We incorporated that same program into the TR90 to give people an example of a weight-bearing focused exercise program with cardio. It kind of works the both of them together. The weight-bearing is exercises someone could do at home, so you don't have to go to a gym. You can do the cardio, go outside, do walking, jogging, running, and then work in weight-bearing exercising as well. And we have these great plans, again, for the different intensities, low, medium, and high. We also have these great pictures of Mo demonstrating how to do those exercises. Again, you hear the names of exercises. What do they mean? I don't know what that is. Here you have these great pictures of Mo showing how to do the exercises correctly. And, again, we feel that this is a great way to help someone just right off the bat, see what they need to do, how can they incorporate exercise into their life at home in a way that's demonstrating what they need to do. Again, this isn't you have to do this program, but it is a way that someone brand new can start from day one on an exercise program. Or it also just emphasizes the need for incorporating, again, the resistance training, weight-bearing exercising to their exercise program. And so, again, feel it's a great addition to the program.
Absolutely.
Then real quickly, you know, a lot of towards the end, it's very similar. We want people to share their story, you know, as they're being successful. Helping themselves to see the changes they've made, helping others to see the changes they've made is a great part of really seeing the journey that a person's been on. We have seen some incredible stories coming in with people who've been on the program, who've been successful with the program, and we have some information here how to help someone really write that down and to show their success. And so definitely a great part of the program, and most of it's very similar to what people have seen in the current program guide. Now, just to mention a few other things, that other changes that we did make, we're now towards more of the appendix of the program guide. The TR90 shakes, I've gone in and calculated how many calories are in those shakes, and so it's clear to see, you know, the different shakes, and again, adding different things in is going to affect the calorie amount, and so we've added that in there as well. I've adjusted the shakes to incorporate the protein boost, the TR90 protein boost to the shakes as well, so that's been incorporated in there. So again, great shakes, great way to really see how to make a good healthy shake. Again, if you want to add some additional things to it for flavor or just extra nutrition, it's great examples there. On the meals, we do have meals for a healthy meal. So if you want some ideas of how to make a healthy meal, or you just want to follow these recipes, great way of doing it. What I've done is I've gone in, if we needed to make any adjustments to ensure we got as close as I could to 30 grams of protein, I've made those adjustments on that as well. We've listed out now the calories, protein grams, carb grams, and fat grams as well. So you can see the breakdown of that recipe and what's in it. Just for some, you know, some understanding of what a healthy meal is, again, make some adjustments there to really incorporate those recipes to the full program. From there, the appendix as well, we had a few things that, from the program guide that were listed in the current program guide, and in the revision, I wanted to just to have a few things there just to help people if they're interested in learning some additional things. For instance, there's a calculation to determine your ideal body weight. Using body fat percentages and a table, you can do some calculations to figure out what's the weight that I need to get to ideally. I didn't want to incorporate it into the full program just because it's a somewhat of a calculation you have to go through, and I didn't want to confuse people or frustrate people that are getting onto the program, but I did leave it in the appendix, and so if someone wants to do that, wants to go through that, they have that there and they can do that. So that is in the program guide, as well as we do have the list that shows different foods to avoid some good choices, best choices, again, just to help those who are looking to make some changes and help get some clarity of what they should be eating and maybe avoiding in their eating. And then the last thing I just wanted to mention is we did get some feedback that some people, you know, like to go onto the website or use the mobile app for TR90 and go in and click there and use that. But oftentimes people just like to have some kind of paper checkoff tracker system. And so we added a very simple tracker system, but it does give you all 90 days a way to go in and just mark, did I do my shake? Did I do my snack, my next shake, you know, my healthy meal? Did I take my products? Just a very simple way to go in and click off on each of the days that you're in the program for all 90 days, just to have that the tracking system for yourself, that accountability for yourself. I think that's a key point of the program, of any program, accountability to make sure that you're following the program. And when you see those check marks, you know that you're doing the program the right way. You're at least following the things that you need to be doing. And when you're seeing those empty boxes, it's an indicator, you know, you need to be more compliant and following the program better. So we did add that as well, so that it's an easy way someone could just quickly go and just start marking each thing that they're doing throughout the day. So, Ed, I apologize. I know I went longer. Just a lot of different changes we've made. I hope it is helpful to people to kind of go through some of these things. Again, we're going to have the program guide available so that people can download it or share it with others so they can see some of these changes we made to the program guide.
Jason, you did go longer than we expected, but understand this was so valuable. All of the changes you made, none of them were cosmetic. They were all meaningful changes, thoughtful. You epitomized the idea of listening, getting information from the field, some of the experts like Renee and Mo, and applying that. And it really is very, very well done. Again, I have the benefit of being able to view what you have done. This is going to make it so much easier to follow. It just makes so much sense when that book is available. Of course, as you said, it'll be online probably later today, so people will be able to access it. It'll, of course, be in the kits. And, folks, we'll continue to update you between now and the 23rd on the kinds of information you need to know to make sure that your limited-time offer, April 23rd in the Americas, is a successful one. But this is a key ingredient, key component to that system. And Jason Bell, kudos for these adjustments. This is very, very well done. I'm just so excited seeing this and understand how it's going to impact our success with the program. So, folks, thank you very much for listening in. It's been recorded. It'll be on SoundCloud. So we wanted to get all the information in one shot so people can listen to it at their convenience on the recording. Those of you who stayed with us all morning, that's fantastic. Jason Bell, great job on this. We are so appreciative. And folks, don't forget, tomorrow morning is Millionaire Training Circle, 1 hour later than the time of the General's Call, same number. Dan McCormick hosts that for more than 11 years now. And folks, keep working, get to the executive level, get to the level of, by the end of March here, whatever pin title you need to achieve. Our next trip, Jackson Hole, and take full advantage of that. Have a great rest of the day and great weekend. And again, thank you, Jason Bell, New Skin Corporate. It's a fantastic effort. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, thanks, Ed.